نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا. وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رضا الرب في رضا الوالد وسخط الرب في سخط الوالد. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال صحابة يا رسول الله ما حق الوالدين على ولدهما؟ قال هما جنتك ونارك. وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يدخلون الجنة العاق لوالديه والديوس والرجلة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers and downstairs, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek help and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in Allah, we rely in Him, we seek refuge with Him from the evil which are within ourselves and the vices of our deeds. Nobody can misguide him whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides. If Allah guides us, then nobody can misguide us. That is why we pray in the Salah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. And we all bear witness that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one, He has no partner. He is alone, Allahu Ahad. He is eternal, He is absolute, Allahu Samad. He has no children, neither He is the son of someone. And we also believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through him, we got the bounty of iman. And every prophet who came to this world brought the same message, the message of wahdaniyat, the message to believe in one Allah, la ilaha illallah. But the second part of the kalima, that was different in every time of the Prophet. La ilaha illallah, Adamu Safiyullah. That was the kalima of Adam alayhi salam. La ilaha illallah, Nuhun Najiyullah. That was the kalima of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. La ilaha illallah, Ibrahim Khalilullah. That was the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam. La ilaha illallah, Ismail Zabihullah. The kalima of Ismail alayhi salam. La ilaha illallah, Musa Kalimullah. Kalima of Musa. La ilaha illallah, Isa Ruhullah. Kalima of Isa alayhi salam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. That was the message of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So each prophet, they came with the message of wahdaniyat. And that is the most important thing, that iman is the certificate of survival in this dunya and success in the life hereafter. The first question which will be asked in the grave will be Mar Rabbuka. It will be regarding iman. So through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the biggest bounty we got the bounty of iman. But through him we also got many bounties. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught this ummah many things, many a'mal, through which you can achieve Jannah. You can protect from the fire of hell. In other religions, you go through the Bible, you will not find these things. The social manners, the characters, you will not find in the Bible. You will not find in the Torah as well. You read the Gita, you will not find in Gita as well. You read the Guru Granth, which Guru Nanak wrote, and the Sikhs they follow, you will not find these things. It is only in the Quran and the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which you will find the good character, the good manners, how to live in the social life, how to do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Ahadith, you will find the whole life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is preserved and manifested, that how was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sleeping, on what side he used to face when he was sleeping, at the time of sleeping, what duas he read, how did he eat, how many fingers he used to eat, which foot he placed first when he entered the toilet. All this you will find in the Ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Bible you won't find how Isa alayhi salam he slept, how Isa alayhi salam he ate, how Isa alayhi salatu wasalam he conducted his family. You will not find this. In the Torah you will not find Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how he met the people, how he slept, how he ate. It is only in the Ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the actions of the Prophet from the beginning until the end are preserved in the Ahadith. And this is a big asset for the Ummah, to follow the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in order to make this life successful and the life after death. So one of the things which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he taught us in the Ahadith is the rights of the parents. And this is very important, because today is a bank holiday, lot of youngsters will be here, children are here. So I chose this topic to speak at this moment that what are the rights of the parents. So this is a great bounty. Those who have lost their parents, they can feel it. That when my parents were alive, I did not appreciate, but today they are not there. The parents are so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He is mentioning Tawheed, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا, your Lord has decided that nobody should be worshipped. Nobody should be worshipped illa iyyah, but Allah only. That is Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. Then immediately he says, wabil walidayni ihsana. He did not say akimis salah. He did not say kutiba alaykumus siyam. He did not say wa'atuz zakah. Immediately after Tawheed he is mentioning wabil walidayni ihsana. Because the parents, they play a great role in the life of a human, in the life of a person. They are the source for your birth, for your coming in this world. So Allah is mentioning wabil walidayni ihsana. Abdul Rahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah, which amal is the greatest in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever a person asked him which amal is great, he would look at the person first. He would look this person, what type of amals he is doing and what type of amals he is not doing. So according to the person to person, he used to reply which amal is afzal. So when Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, and he says, I sa'altu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which amal is great? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing he mentioned, as-salatu ala waqtiha. Namaz should be performed on its time. And Quran says, inna salata alal mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Mawquta is the word which came from waqt. Waqt means time. Salah should be performed on time. Today we see in the Muslim ummah, many of the brothers and sisters, they don't read the salah on time. So here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, as-salatu ala waqtiha, salah should be performed on the time. Then I asked him, kultu summa ayyun, after salah, which amal is afzal? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, birrul walidayn, to be respectful to your parents. This is very important. Today our youngsters, they don't respect their parents. Yesterday I assessed in my class, the HIFS class, I asked the boys, today I'm acting with you like a friend, not like a ustad. Can you tell me how many of you behave nicely to your parents, especially to your mom? But be honest. Be honest. I'm not going to punish you. I'm not going to put a penalty on you. Or I'm not keeping you in detention after the class. I'm just conversing with you to find out, to assess what the situation of the youngsters is. So they were honest. Some said 90% of the children, they don't listen to the parents. The boys are saying. And they are boys between 11 and 15. Some said 70%. The lowest was 65%. And 65% of the children does not listen to the parents. This is what our boys are saying. I am not saying. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying birrul walidain. You have to respect your parents. This is very important. And then he asked, summa ayyun, kultu summa ayyun. And after that, which amal is greater? So he said, al jihadu fi sabilillah. Martyrdom is a great amal in Islam. A person, when he's martyred before the drop of the blood reaches the earth, his sins are forgiven. And it's a great amal. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, on the day of judgment, nobody is going to wish anything for any amal. Let me do this amal, let me do this amal. Only the mujahid, he will say, Wallah, give me life, I return back to the world, I get martyred. Then he dies again, he said, Allah, return me back, I get martyred. He will keep on saying, give me life, I go back and I fight. So here the Prophet ﷺ is mentioning after Birrul Walidain. So that shows the importance of respect. So it is the duty of the parents as well to explain to the children. Our children are going on the wrong path. Whether we like it or we don't like it. This is the haqiqat. This is the reality. Children are going off our hands. These children will not listen if you don't do the tarbiyah. It is the duty of the parents. And for that you have to create the environment in the house. An Islamic environment. It is like a tree. If the tree is growing, you put support to it. Summer will come, you will see the flower pots, you put support. It will grow straight. But if the support is not there, the tree is going to bend down. It won't grow straight. So the period of childhood, that is the time the parents have to do the reformation of the children, the tarbiyah. Tarbiyah is very important, my brothers. We give them talim, but we don't give them tarbiyah. And tarbiyah is the nature. You have to change the nature. It is very difficult to change the nature. I gave the example the other day about the cat and the mouse. The cat has got the nature. When it sees the mouse, it runs. It forgets everything. So the nature of the human is always, he likes the bad things. He doesn't like the good things. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created him for both sources, from Jannat and Jahannam. So badness is the asal. Goodness, you have to make an effort to bring a goodness. Badness is there. I many times give the example of the food. To achieve the good food, you have to work hard. You have to earn money. You have to buy the shopping. The sisters have to cook the food. Then you have to buy a refrigerator. You place in the refrigerator, the food will stay on its quality. But if you want to make it dirt, if you want to make it worn out, if you want to rot it, you don't need the refrigerator. Just put it on the side for a couple of hours and you will see the bad smell will start coming out from the food. That shows badness is the original thing. There is an orchard. You will have to keep a gardener to look after it. But if you want to make a jungle, just leave it. You don't have to appoint a gardener. It will get bad by itself. The masjid is there. The building is there. To keep it on its quality, your house, you have to maintain it. If you don't maintain it, just leave it. The gutters will break, the damp will rise, the dry rot will rise, the plaster will fall apart, and one day the building will collapse. So to maintain it, you have to make an effort. Why? Because the badness is the original thing in the building. So a man is also part of the world. This is the principle of Allah. Man is the part of the world. Whatever principle runs in all the objects of the world, this principle runs in the human as well. If an effort is made, then the good qualities will come. If the effort is not made, just leave the child like that. Have you ever heard to make a gunda? There is a university. To make a thief, there is a university. Have you heard? To make an alim, there is a madrasa. To make a qari, there is a madrasa. To make an engineer, there is a college. To make a doctor, there is a college. But to make the person bad, to make him a gambler, is there a university? To make him a liar, is there a college? Is there a university? No, because the principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the badness is in him the day he was born. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum. The day Allah took you out from the womb of the mom, la ta'alamuna shay'a, you were ignorant, you did not know anything. The chicken is more clever than us. The chicken hatches the egg, the small chicken comes out. You don't have to teach the chicken to eat. You throw some rice in front of it, it will run. One day chicken, one day old. Put some rice in front of it, it will go and start eating. But the human, after 2 years, the mom has to teach how to eat. Mom has to teach how to feed the child. So that is the state of the knowledge which the human has got. لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Allah says, you did not know anything. You were ignorant. Worse than an animal. But I made a favor to you. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ. I gave you the power of hearing, the beautiful ears. وَالْأَبْصَارَ, the two beautiful eyes. وَالْأَفْئِدَ, and to ponder, to think. I gave you the heart and I gave you the brain. Why? So that you become thankful to Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. By achieving the knowledge, you become thankful. So my brothers, the tarbiyah is very important. Our generation is moving towards the wrong path. They are moving towards the wrong path. And at some stage, they become disrespectful to the parents. And what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith, that there are three things, there are three types of people, they will not enter the Jannah. La yadkhulul Jannah. They will not enter the Jannah. Number one, al-aqu li walidayhi. The first one, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning, the disrespectful son or daughter to the parent. He will not enter the Jannah. Now this is not for the young only, even for the elder people, they don't respect the parents. There are so many cases, they come. The father is in the 90s, the son is in 60s, 60 year old, he's not a young boy. But he's not respecting his father. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the importance of respect is that he will not enter Jannah if he's disrespectful. What the use? You know what the use is? There is no word in English. I tried to Google, I could not find the appropriate word. The use. The use is, I'll give an example. There is a person, in front of him, his wife is having affair with someone. In simple, the meaning, the use in Arabic means a person who doesn't have any hate towards his wife or the person who is having affair with his wife. He will not enter Jannah. So many things happening in front of us. The father sees the girl is going with a boyfriend. The father sees the boy is with a girlfriend. And the girl is with the boyfriend. The father doesn't say anything. He becomes dayus. He will not enter the Jannah. Any female of your family, if someone is trying to hurt that female, and the anger doesn't come. When the anger doesn't rise, see, Allah says, وَالْكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْزِ. Bring the anger. But Allah didn't say, don't bring the anger. Bring the anger. At places where you have to show anger, you have to show anger. Otherwise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the youth who doesn't show the anger, when his female, his sister, his mom, his auntie, his cousin, someone is trying to hurt her and he doesn't have anger. So this is happening. The girls are going outside with friends. They're not returning until 12 o'clock in the house. Father has got nothing such to ask even. Where have you been? And the moment he asks, the mother will cover it up. Oh, she went with her friend. But what type of friend? Was it a boyfriend? What is a girlfriend? But the youth will not enter the Jannah. This is a big lesson in the hadith. You have to show the anger where the anger has to be shown. You have to control the anger and forgive someone where you have to do that. And number three, were rijla. I googled to find the exact word. The woman who imitates like a man. That is the English word. Look at the clothing of our women. Exactly, they dress up like a man. Exactly, the hairstyle is like a man. So the Prophet ﷺ is warning, لَا يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. They will not enter Jannah who has got these three qualities. The second hadith says, رِزَلْ رَبِّ فِي رِزَلْ وَالِدْ. If you want to find out that my Allah is happy with me, if I want to find out, is Allah happy with me? Everybody wants to know, is Allah happy with me? You want to know or not? Then Allah gave you a thermometer. To measure the temperature, you got a thermometer. How many Celsius, how much is the temperature in the house, in your body? To measure the blood pressure, you got something. To measure the sugar, you got. So here Allah is giving us a thermometer. If you want to know whether Allah is happy with you or not, you don't have to go far. You don't have to go to the chemist. You got the thermometer in your house. Who is the thermometer? Your mother and your father. If your mother is happy with you, if your father is happy with you, or very happy with you, then Allah is happy with you. Rizal Rabbi, the happiness of Allah is in the happiness of your father. Wa sakhatur Rabbi fi sakhatil walid. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to know that He's angry with you, just look at your dad. Is he happy with you? Is he satisfied with you? Or is he's got anger with you? And for the youngsters, you know, sometimes when you get married, then your mother and father will test you. Whether he has changed after the wife came. Wo zoru ka gulam ban gaya. Ye abhi waisa hi hai jaise pehle tha. So sometimes the mother will be angry with you. Sometimes the dad will be angry. He's just testing to find out whether you have changed or not. Actually, they're not angry. Sometimes they will test you in an anger mood. So my message today is to our youngsters, mashallah, you are a good generation. You are very good children. You have got all the bounties which we did not have when we were young. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you everything. So bring this thing in your life, respect for the parents. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow in Saturday Bayan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdi. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا